This is the Abhijit Murli of the 24th of May 2026, originally spoken on the 28th of February 2010. The title, Burn the Holy of the Eye of Body Consciousness, and Celebrate the Holy of the Color of God's Company. Today, the Holiest Father has come to celebrate Holi with his holy children. Children from everywhere, from far, far away, emerging in his heart with love. Babdatta is seeing the stars of fortune sparkling on the foreheads of all the children. Throughout the whole cycle, no one else can have such great fortune. On the basis of the attainment of this confluence age, only you children become so elevated and pure that in the future you become double pure. The soul is pure and the body is pure. Go around the whole cycle and look. Not even a Dharamatma, righteous soul, has become double pure. You children become double pure, and the sign of double purity is that you become double crowned. Today, everyone is celebrating Holi, but it is the memorial of your becoming double pure at this time that is celebrated as the festival of Holi. The significance of every step of your life is celebrated as a festival. At this confluence age, you have zeal and enthusiasm every day, at every moment, and so the memorial of your zeal and enthusiasm is celebrated in the form of this festival. Why do you have zeal and enthusiasm? Because you celebrate the holy of the color of God's company. So your every step is celebrated in the form of a festival. Now at Holi, they first burn Jalana, something, and then celebrate Manana. Now at the confluence age, you too burn your old sanskars and nature in the fire of yoga. Because without first burning your old sanskars, you cannot be colored with the color of God's company. A meeting with God cannot take place. You burnt your sanskars in the fire of yoga and then colored yourself with the color of God's company. So nowadays they burn something and then spray colors. But they have given your spiritual form a physical form. They burn a physical fire and spray colors physically because they have a body conscious attitude. You become holy, whereas they celebrate holy. Throughout the whole cycle, no one has celebrated the spiritual holy and become double holy. So wherever all of you have come from, you have come to the holy of God's company. You have come to celebrate holy in God's company. For holy, you say, it is holy, already happened, and so it is now in the past. According to the drama, you say of whatever has happened that it has happened, holy, and so the past is the past. You do not take anything wasteful into your heart. It has already happened, and so you continue to celebrate holy in this way, do you not? All of you made full effort to become holy, that is, to become pure. And have adopted purity. And this is why you are shown as double crowned, which symbolizes your future double purity. So on this day, What will each of you children burn before you go? The Father had given you homework on your birthday. Give anger away as your birthday gift on your birthday. Some children's result of that has reached Bapdada today. Bapdada saw that in some cases, children have paid attention. All of you must have seen your result, and all of you sitting here must have seen your result. Those who managed to control anger and experience success, raise your hands. You attained success. Raise your hands high. Teachers, raise your hands. Foreigners, raise your hands. All raised their hands. Achcha, congratulations. All of you maintained courage in yourselves for this, and you experienced how it was possible to receive the fruit of courage. So if you keep this aim in the future and repeatedly continue to check yourselves and wish to move forward in this, do you think it is possible? Is it possible? Can you do this in the future? Those who think so, raise your hands. Is it possible? Teachers? Is it possible? Pandavas? Is it possible? Acha. Not that it is possible, but that it has to happen. You may applaud for this. Acha. It hasn't been that many days, but are you able to pay attention from today for 3 months and finish the tension of anger? Are you able to do this? Those who think so, raise your hands. Acha. This is very good news. Why? What is the reason for anger? What is the seed of anger? Constantly keep your future form in front of you. Your future form is so beautifully decorated and cheerful. Look at Bapdada, and in that too, bring Father Brahma in front of you. Why? Father Shiva is incorporeal anyway, but Father Brahma was a corporeal being like you. Like you, he also had a crown of responsibility, and yet he constantly had a smiling and cheerful face, because he conquered these vices and became an example while having a body and doing everything. Is your responsibility greater than that of Father Brahma's? Compared with the responsibility of Father Brahma's, your responsibility is nothing. You saw him until the end. With the vibrations of the karmateet stage, he became an abhyakt angel. So you will now not take back from Bapdada the gift you have given him, will you? Bapdada understands that while you are busy in your activities, there are sometimes such circumstances. Some have even written in their result that their voice becomes a little loud. Sometimes their mood becomes a little forceful. However, it is only when such situations come in front of you that you have the chance to become victorious. It is the duty of the situations to come. But you have the knowledge to overcome the situations and become victorious. So do you like this? Will you bid farewell to anger forever? or for 3 months? For how much time do you have courage for this? Those who think that it is not difficult to become free from anger forever, that you have to become that, raise your hands. It has to happen. Acha. Bhupdutta is pleased. Why? Even in your last birth, what praise is sung of you? In front of your deity form, your praise is full of all virtues, completely viceless. People sing this song. That praise is of your part of becoming this at the confluence age. Should Bhupdutta tell you what the special hope in his heart is? Nod if you want Baba to tell you. Bhupdutta wants to see each and every child like a rose in bloom for all time from now. Fortunate and cheerful. Understand that it is the duty of the situations to come. Situations will come, but you have to develop the qualifications for your aim. Do not be afraid. Just as people now say that the Brahma Kumaris teach them the lesson of purity a lot, in the same way, become well known as the Brahma Kumaris who make everyone free from anger. Because everyone wants to become free from anger. There is stress, isn't there? It is because there is stress that everyone wants to become free. But they don't know the way to do so. They used to think that it was impossible to become pure. But now, on the basis of the experience of all of you, they think that it is possible. In the same way, this year spread this wave of making it possible to become victorious over anger, that it is not difficult. Bring such examples of those who have the practical experience of this onto the stage. Bhupdutta has seen that many children have become victorious over anger while busy in their activities. There are such examples in your family, in your Brahmin family. So what will you do this year? You have come to celebrate Holi, have you not? So what do you do at Holi? Something is burnt, is it not? So what will you burn in today's Holi? You have already done this for anger. You will now make it firm. However, Bhupdutta has seen that the reason for there being stress is the word I of body consciousness. It is the I of body consciousness. One is I am a soul. This too is an I. But the letter I of body consciousness can be of ego or insult. The I of being disheartened also makes you fall. So today, in order to move forward in becoming victorious over anger, burn the eye of body consciousness in the fire of yoga. Burn the many forms of I and make the one eye of I and a soul burn. Burn all the other forms of I in the fire of yoga. Today, before you leave here, there are many types of I, are there not? So today you will celebrate the holy of burning something. The reason for anger is that there is a lot of stress. In order to finish this eye, have this determined thought for yourself today. You have to burn it because that too is a burden, is it not? Whether you go back by train or plane, go from here having burnt this burden. You can burn it, can you not? Those who think that when you maintain courage, the Father helps and is with you, and victory is therefore also with you. Those who think that you definitely have to become victorious, raise your hands. You have to become that. Acha. The VIPs that have come today are also raising their hands. The VIPs who have come today, stand up. You are also raising your hands. Applaud them. Will you become victorious? Look, Bhagdada is garlanding each one of you who is to become victorious. Congratulations, congratulations. Acha. All the VIPs who have come now are courageous. And this is why Bhagdada is giving you a blessing. At this time, you may have become VIPs because of your work. You have become that for one birth. So Bhagdada will not call you courageous children VIPs now. He will call you children Bache. Bhagdada is blessing you with the guarantee that you will all be VIPs for 21 births. There won't be this election and selection there. So all of you, just do not stop doing one thing. Just as you have come into relationship and connection now, in the same way, never let go of your connection with this Brahman family. The more you stay in connection, the stronger your relationship will become, and you will definitely claim the Father's blessing. So do you agree? Do you agree to maintain the connection? Raise your hands. Acha. Bhagdada picked up the garland of flowers around the borg and raised it in front of everyone. All of you wear this garland. All of you new children and the real gold children, all of you are obedient to the Father, are you not? So today, burn this eye before you go. Those who have come for the first time, stand up. Acha. Bhagdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to the children who have come here for the first time. You have come here for the first time, and although the first number is fixed, first fix your number in the first division. Do you have this courage? Those who have this courage, raise your hands. Consider it carefully before raising your hand. Acha. So keep this aim. Although you have come last, you will go fast, because there is no guarantee of time. Whatever you want to do, be a fast effort maker, and do that now. Because you have to make effort over a long period in a short time. So do you have this courage? Do you have courage? Raise your hands. Look, your photo is being taken. Bhagdada is congratulating those who have courage. When you maintain courage, the Father helps. So never lose courage. Constantly let the star of your fortune sparkle, because the intense effort of this birth, not effort, but intense effort, will create your fortune for many births. Therefore, never lose courage. Situations will come, but a situation is not a Mahavir. You are the children of the Almighty Authority. What are the situations in front of you? Situations come and they go away. Do not lose your fortune by chasing after something that is going to go away anyway. Acha, sit down. Babdada is congratulating everyone with love. For what? For having maintained courage. And Babdada is pleased with each child's thought filled with courage. So did you celebrate Holi? You celebrated the Holi of burning something, and you also celebrated the Holi of colouring yourself with the colour of God's company. You burnt something, and you also celebrated. Babdada now wishes to make all of you children perform a drill. That drill is, there are adverse situations everywhere, one situation in one place, another situation in another place. While in the midst of all the adverse situations everywhere, can you stabilize yourself in a second? Do you experience yourself to have such a practice? For instance, whenever you are experiencing a storm of waste thoughts for one reason or another, can you stabilize your mind and intellect at that time? Have you ever tried the drill of the power of concentration at such a time? You have to use the power of concentration in a second at that time. Because as you progress further, such situations will come again and again. Today, Babdada wishes to draw your attention to putting a full stop in a second. That is, to practice having the stage of concentration. Because the elements have begun to show their different colors. All of you know better what is happening everywhere. Such things that will make your mind and intellect wander will definitely come. And so practice this now. Are you able to stabilize your mind and intellect in the supreme abode in a second? Now stabilize yourself in the angelic form. Now stabilize yourself in the stage of being a Brahman, a Master Almighty Authority. Stabilize yourself in the stage of being a Master Almighty Authority. Babdada conducted drill. Whenever you have time throughout the day, practice this drill. Repeatedly stabilize your mind. Stabilize your mind whenever you want, on whatever you want. It may take you a minute to make effort, but put a full stop in a second. Because time is now making preparations for upheaval. Therefore, let there be mind control. It is my mind. I am not the mind. I own the mind. And so, do I have control over that which is mine? This drill is very essential. All those who have come, Babdada loves each and every one of you children. Why? No matter what a soul is like, Babdada sees each child as one in a million. Even if you are weak in your efforts, you are loved by the Father. You say with your heart, "My Baba, and this is why you are deeply loved by the Father. Bapjada is reminding you of one thing once again. Let your face always be cheerful and sparkling with happiness. Situations may go, but do not let your happiness go. The happiness of the confluence age is a godly gift. Holy means that whenever any such situation comes, remember that you have come back having celebrated holy, the holy in which the past is the past. So never let your happiness disappear. Happiness is your godly gift and treasure. Bapjada always says, constantly remember the slogan, remain happy and share happiness. The more happiness you share, the more it will increase, and a cheerful face as you move along will automatically continue to do service. Whoever sees you will then think, what has this one received? So today's Dilkush Toli on Holi is happiness. Did all of you eat it? Constantly continue to eat this. There won't be any illness through this. Acha. Bapjada is once again giving you a signal for making effort on yourself. Continue to pay attention to both self-progress and service. Continue to move forward. Constantly fly and make others fly. Acha. To all of you children everywhere who emerge in Bapjada's love, to those who move forward in remembrance and service, and who make others move forward. To those who make Amrit Vela the best and powerful. To those who serve with their minds by becoming merciful, kind and compassionate, and give souls a drop of one thing or another. Continue to increase serving in this way. Bapjada sees that every child has zeal and enthusiasm. But what addition do you need to make? Add the word constantly, sada. Remove the word sometimes from your dictionary. So all of you children everywhere celebrated holy by burning, by coloring yourself with the company, and by letting the past be the past. And this is why Bapjada is seeing all of you children everywhere personally in front of him in his heart. Multi-million-fold love, remembrance, and namaste from Bapjada. Blessing. May you always be wearing a tilak of following orders and the claim first prize, and be those who constantly follow all orders. The children who have a tilak of the awareness of following orders on their foreheads, those who have no single thought without an order, claim first prize. For example, Sita was ordered to stay within the line drawn for her. In the same way, while taking every step or having any thought, stay within the line of the Father's orders and you will remain constantly safe. None of Ravan's sanskars will attack you and your time will not be wasted. Slogan. If you have attachment to anyone, it will definitely make you careless in your efforts. Avyak signal. constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Constantly stay in the remembrance of the One and make your stage constant and stable, and you will come in the period of 1-1-1. Even whilst living outside, make this lesson firm. See the Father and follow the Father. Then you will never fluctuate in any situation. No matter how many situations came in front of Father Brahma, he didn't look at the situations, but only looked at the One Father. And that was how he became number one. So follow the Father. Om Shanti.